Hello and welcome. This is our bonus ritual for the Follow Your Heart and Make Money journey. So much has already happened, and for this ritual today, we are going to be going for the next money breakthrough. So I'm super excited that you are here and that you've been journeying through this process. It's very deep and a lot of things come up. And so wherever you are in the 90-day journal with your Follow Your Heart and Make Money journey, if you've done all the rituals or maybe you've just done one and it's taking 90 days just to process one of those rituals, like the healing ritual or the creation money ritual, it's very deep, and respect yourself in that process. You know, I started doing a lot of focus on money because I felt like I had to. You know, I reached a point in my life where I'm like, oh, I've got to make money. It's me. I live by myself. And if I want to make this work, I've got to figure out money. And I dove in to figuring money out. And now over a decade later, I'm still just as passionate about figuring it out. There's further to go. Now, you, of course, can have money breakthroughs along the way. In fact, really, in my opinion, if there isn't a money breakthrough happening like every single day or at least every week or every month, then there's some work to be done on that, because really they can be happening. And that's what today is about. And I wouldn't have believed that over a decade ago, but having done this work and been committed to it and witnessed so much change in myself and in people that the clients that I've worked with, really, you can have money breakthroughs all the time. Just take that in. You can. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this as we're warming up for our ritual today. You know, what is a money breakthrough even? But just take in that feeling that you can have money breakthroughs, meaning plural, like it can keep on happening. So I'm going to talk through a little bit of the agenda of the day. We've got lots of things that we're going to be covering, the ritual being one thing. And I'm going to talk that through, and then we'll dive in with the ritual. So first I'll start with an introduction. I am Laura Hollick, the creator of the Follow Your Heart and Make Money course. And I'm not sure if you already know this or if you do and you can hear it again, the reason why I started a course like this. So I'll share that story, and then we'll go into kind of the additional agenda of the day. So going back over a decade ago, I was a truck driver, and then I was a letter carrier at Canada Post, and I had made a deal with the universe that said, you know, I will walk 10,000 kilometers doing this letter carrying thing, and what I want for that, like, this is my sacred time, this is my focused meditation, this is my offering. What I want for that, the purpose of me doing that, is so I can follow my heart and make money. That's what I said to myself. And I did do my 10,000 kilometers, and it took me over 5 years to do. Doesn't have to take you that long to like get in the groove of all of this. But that's what it took for me. I didn't have any role models. This is going back before Facebook, before we could see other people. I really felt very isolated in that desire and almost a little bit embarrassed, because people didn't talk about money then. And if they did talk about money, it was more about your retirement plan and what kind of job you have and what kind of package your job gave you and what are the benefits of where the corporation you're working at, type of thing. So here I was wanting to do my own thing, be an artist, be creative, do things that never even existed before, not even like a typical artist, but someone who's just creative, you know, and like, how do I make money doing that? And I had no idea. And so that was what started this journey. And I did it for myself initially. And as I did that and I did my 10,000 kilometers, then I got to a place where I was ready to quit that job, which was a huge money breakthrough, really, to quit that job, because I didn't have everything all lined up right away. But I was ready to dive in to the money-making aspects with my own gifts. And now, you know, coming, you know, to today, I'm a multi-six-figure business creator, have had multi-six-figure launches, have had probably about, I don't know, 10 or even a dozen six-figure launches. And I continue to focus on money and work with money, because what I have discovered in the process is that when we look at money we end up looking at our relationship with ourself and with spirit and the world. We end up looking at our belief system. We end up looking at how do we feel about ourselves? Do we believe in ourselves? Do we believe in our worth? Are we willing to make ourselves a priority? Do we feel like our gifts matter? Do we care for ourselves? Are we willing to show up? Are we willing to take courageous actions? These are things that my soul craves on a daily basis. And so when we're working with money, money brings those things up. They bring up the transformational possibility. And because of that, I am enchanted by money and what it can do for your spiritual evolution, your creative evolution, your independence, your empowerment, your embodiment. I mean, money brings up all the things and it puts it in your face. You can't avoid it, so that you get the chance to create the life you want. And for that, I think money is fantastic. And, you know, all the things you can do when you have money is the thing that we see when, you know, people buy the lottery ticket and they're like going to win the, and they're going to go on their trip and they're going to get their house. And those are aspects of it. But, and it's beautiful when you have money to flow with it. But when I think back to some of the biggest money breakthroughs that I had, where I felt a leap in my soul, where I was like, whoa, I really went to another level of expansion in who I am. Sometimes it was the income, and sometimes it was spending, learning how to spend in a way that was empowering to me. And sometimes it was like paying off like a debt or paying a tax bill or something like that. So money breakthroughs don't just look one way. And that is the key for today. As we're going to be going into this ritual today, money breakthroughs don't just have the one blanket look where suddenly you're rolling in money on your million-dollar couch in the yacht going to, you know, island hopping or something. That can be awesome, and that's great, and that is totally, if that's in your soul's path, then that's going to happen for you. But don't just think that there's just one way that it can look. Like, really start to see through your heart, through your soul, to understand where the wealth is growing in your life so that it can be reflected in the external, but it really starts with a lot of inner work. And that's not to say, you know, you hide out in the inner world, because that is not fun either when, you know, you feel poor, but inside you feel rich, and then but you can't go buy groceries. That's not fun either. So there is a balance to it, the inner work and taking the action so that the outer world can reflect back to you the wealth that you're cultivating within. All right. So for today, we are going to be going into a ritual for your money breakthrough. And something that came up throughout the 90 days as the course was happening, we received a bunch of emails. People were saying, oh, well, you know, is there any, what's happening next? Like, what else can I do? Can I talk with Laura privately? Can I get some extra help? So as those emails were coming in, that really inspired me. And so I want to thank the people who sent in those emails, because you got me thinking like, okay, well, what else can I do? And immediately I was like, I want to do a Q&A call for you, so that you have a chance to ask questions, because of course things are going to come up. So we're going to have a Q&A towards the end of the call. And then also, I started to tune in. I'm like, okay, is this something that wants to turn into some kind of private work? So I have put together a mentorship package. I only have 3 spaces for this, and I will be sharing bits about that as we move through the ritual and Q&A. So just to let you know, for those who asked, or if you've been thinking about it and maybe you didn't send that email in, but you're like, yeah, I'm curious about mentorship, what would that look like? I will be sharing some details about that throughout this call today. And of course, I want to send a big thank you to everyone who filled out that form and shared about your journey. So what I have done is I have written out, handwritten, it was really fun to go through all of the forms that came in. There was a bunch of them. It was awesome. I went through each one and hand wrote your name. And you can't see this, but let me see if you can hear this. I don't know if you can hear that. So basically, I've handwritten all of your names and I put them into this beautiful Tibetan singing bowl that I have. Make a little chime note here. Not sure if that comes through. It's very subtle. So it's a Tibetan singing bowl, and I put all your names in there, and I will be pulling one name out. So again, it's not based on like what you wrote in the form, but the fact that you took the time to fill it out. Your name is in here, and I will pull one out later on in our call. And whoever is on that, whatever name I pull out, you will be receiving a private gifted session with me. And for any of you who have had sessions with me before, they are very potent. Let's just put it that way. A lot can happen. A message that I hear back from people a lot is like, wow, that was like 10 years of something, an issue I was working on. Suddenly it got resolved in like a session. And so we go really deep and it's gentle, but it's also fast, right? Like it's, you know, I'm not aggressive about it in terms of the guiding, but I can feel in a person their readiness. And so holding the space for that speed to go to where you want to go for your breakthrough. So a session is very, very powerful. So I will announce later on who will be receiving a private session. Okay, so if you know that you've got questions, you can probably see it right there. Just type them in as we're going. And there's a chance as well for us to talk one-on-one, which I find very helpful because then I can ask you questions too to go deeper. If you do want to talk directly during the Q&A section, you'll press star 2 on the keypad. So you actually need to be on a phone. There's different ways to listen to this right now. You'd need to be on a phone, so you can press star 2 on your keypad, and then we can talk directly. And I do love talking directly because there's a little bit more information energetically that I can receive in hearing the tone of your voice. And if I need more clarification, I can ask you a question. We can go back and forth a little bit so that we can really get the personalized insight that's for you. Sometimes when it's in written form, it can, not that it's generic, but it's like sometimes it's not always the fullest picture because there's just maybe one sentence or one phrase and I'm working with that. But of course, we will work with those written questions as well. But if you can go on live, then do it. Okay. All right. Well, let's dive into this ritual. What do you say? Okay, so definitely have your journal and some markers and pens or sparkly glue, whatever makes you feel like you could get into the process. Have those things handy. And let's start by setting up a space. Whenever we are going to intentionally create a breakthrough or intentionally invite in a transformation, you need to be held. You know, you need to, there needs to be a place that you can let your guard down because it requires that. And so, you know, if you're going about your life, you don't always want to walk around with your guard down if you don't feel comfortable. And of course, we all want to feel like we're open moving about our life. But I'm sure you understand what I mean by there's another layer that you can let go to be open. And when we are beginning a process like what we're going to do today, for you to have your breakthrough, the next level of your breakthrough, you'll need to surrender a little bit more than you have before, okay? Because the surrender is kind of like the dropping of the root system to go deeper so that you can actually expand further. When people try to expand further without the deeper roots, it's an ungrounded feeling. I've had moments of that in my life, so I can speak from experience, and that's why I know how important it is to do the inner work. You know, sometimes we can just like take a million actions and, you know, push it through and make it happen. And you kind of can end up swirling in it. And it's like an ungrounded swirling feeling. Well, imagine how much better it would feel to root down and feel supported so that your expansion is natural and effortless, and just of course that would happen because that is just like taking the next step. It's not this overwhelming, jumping across some like canyon hoping you get to the other side type of feeling, but more of just like, oh yes, this is my next step and here I go. Well, that's what happens when we drop in deeper. And yes, there is still risk. Yes, there is still courage required. That's why we create a sacred container so you feel safe in that expansion, but also the safety to surrender deeper into the support. So a very simple way that I like to create a container to be held is I just go with the four directions. And you don't always need to know what north, east, south, and west is, because if you move around, maybe in your own home, you will know where the directions are. But if you're traveling and it's, you know, you have to take a minute to figure it out, it doesn't matter exactly where north is. It's more that there's four points of direction. So it actually creates a container around you. There's a point one, which you could call north. And then on the side, you've got east. And then behind, you've got west, you know, like north, east, south, west. So you're moving it around to hold you in a space. So if you do know the directions of where north actually is in your place, if you can stand up, stand and face that. If you don't know, choose what your north will be symbolically. And if you can't stand up, if you're listening to this in a situation that you need to sit, no problem. Just face, like, put your hand that direction. Something that you're actually saying, okay, there we go. Okay. So with north, and I do close my eyes because it's a little bit more energetic than actually visual at this point, but I am standing up and I know where my north is in my studio here, pointing. So wherever you are, pick your north. And just in that direction, just feel whatever, you know, people think of north in different ways. I like to think of it kind of like the North Star or spirit. It's sort of like the higher wisdom, what's guiding you. So if you can just point that direction and just in a very simple way, just whether it's a feeling of love, a feeling of wisdom, know that in that direction, you are held. You are loved. There is guidance. There is wisdom for you. Okay? Super simple. Now, moving over to the east. And again, if you can stand up, actually turn that way. Put your hand towards it, whatever you can do. And then east, again, you're just feeling the love surrounding you. So I often think of this kind of like the elder. The elder, like the wise. The wise one. And again, it doesn't, there's no rule to it. I'm just sharing how I do this. And whatever you feel on the east, again, just some form of love in that direction, some form of wisdom. Okay? Just feel it, sense it, and then going to the south. And again, feeling the love from that. I think of the south like the earth, right? It's like this, the grounding. The earth. So whatever that means for you, just feel that space holding you. There's love, there's support, there's beauty, there's nourishment. It's holding you. And then moving to the west. And I actually think of this as like the inner child. Feel the love, feel the play, feel the curiosity, feel the openness, feel that innocence, that magic supporting you from that side. And now just see a whole ring surrounding you all the way around. You are surrounded by love. You are surrounded by support, wisdom, nourishment, curiosity, play, delight, magic. Feel that holding you. So that is a space. And if I'm going to walk down the street and I feel like, oh, I need a little extra support, I will do that. Going walking down the street, just like, you can do it really fast. That even what we did was probably longer than it needed to be. You're creating a space around you that energetically you feel loved, safe, and supported. Okay? Taking a moment to soak that in. Beautiful. Okay. Now, our ritual for today is about a money breakthrough. So what is a money breakthrough? I think I used to think that a money breakthrough was when I reached this point of realization, meaning way back when I was working as a truck driver and then a letter carrier, I think I thought at that point that my money breakthrough was suddenly there was going to be $100,000 in my bank account and I was no longer going to have to do this job, and I would never have to worry about money ever again in my entire life. It would be an endless stream of just this $100,000 just in the bank account. If I spent $1,000, another $1,000 would come in. It would just be, you know, I think that's what I used to think. And you can think for yourself, what does a money breakthrough mean to you? I know my definition of that has changed radically because of the journey. And even as I was going through the journey, I didn't fully get it as I was doing it, but then there was a certain point where I looked back and I was like, oh my goodness, I just had 1,000 money breakthroughs. And I'll tell you about a few of them. And this may change your perspective of what a money breakthrough is, okay? So back in the day when I was working as a letter carrier, and even doing that job, you know, it felt like a struggle financially just to support myself. And so I was the type of person who would go to that rack at the back of the grocery store. You might know what this is, where it has the day-old veggies. I would go there first, and I would see what vegetables or fruit were available and get them because they'd be like 50% off. And I'd be going to the No Frills, which is the Canadian version of like the cheaper grocery store, and, you know, in these fluorescent lights and getting, and you have to have a box to leave. They don't even have bags. You can just pick up a cardboard box at the front and rummage through and find a box, you know, pack it with all the cheap food that you just got and go. This is what I was doing. And so at that point, I remember even looking around the grocery store and I would see people buying cheese. And I used to think, who are these people buying cheese? Like, cheese seems so expensive. And interestingly, right across the street from the No Frills grocery store, right across the street was this place called Fortino's. And Fortino's was like the expensive grocery store. It seemed so luxurious. Even their parking lot seemed like it had bigger parking spaces, you know, and I hadn't really gone in there, but I could see from the outside, they did not have fluorescent lighting, and they didn't have a big wall of cardboard boxes that you had to rummage through to put your food in, and it just seemed so luxurious. And I would drive by it as I was leaving the No Frills place with my day-old veggies and this box of stuff. Inside, I wanted to go to Fortino's. I wanted to go to Fortino's, but this thing kept coming up in me like, oh my gosh, you'd be a waste of money. You can't do that. No, 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 no. And one day I felt a little cheeky. I felt a little mischievous. I felt a little bit playful. My inner child is, and she's like, let's go to Fortino's. So I go over to Fortino's, park, and I was like, oh gosh, I wonder if anyone's going to see me. Get in and get out fast. I go in there. They didn't have fluorescent lighting. They didn't have cardboard boxes. I felt my whole body just kind of like, oh, I like it here. I like it here. And then I started like looking out of habit for the day-old fruits and veggies, and I couldn't even find it. They didn't. I don't know. Maybe they have one. I don't know. But as I was looking for it, I passed the organic food section. And I saw the prices on that, and I was like, whoa, that seems crazy. Who's buying a cauliflower for $5 when that day-old one is only 99 cents? You know, and all these things. So on that day, that first day that I did go to Fortino's, I would call that a money breakthrough. And I wouldn't have thought of it in the moment, but when I look back, I'm like, that created a whole ripple effect because I changed a pattern that day. I was willing to do something new that day. I was willing to step out of a belief system of being poor that day. And so, you know, the next week it's time to go grocery shopping again. And I was like, oh, I want to go to Fortino's. I go back to the Fortino's and see, like a pattern's now, a new pattern's being put in motion. Again, I walked by the organic food and I was like, oh, it's so expensive, but it looks so good. I did not buy it that day, but I think by like the third or fourth time I went there, I bought the organic fruits and vegetables. And yes, my bill was more expensive, but I would call that a money breakthrough. Because again, it's a shift in patterns. It's like, I used to have this belief that you just be cheap almost. Just be cheap because you got to save money. You only have so much. And when I made the choice that one day, you know, a few trips into Fortino's to get the organic food, I rewired something in me that said, you know what? There's more than enough. There is more than enough for me to enjoy this organic food and for me to still be okay. And yes, it did cost more, but then guess what? From that money breakthrough of that action, that change in pattern, I started opening up to things to do that could make more money. And now I don't even think twice. I go to Fortino's, I go to another store called Goodness Me, and it's only organic food at Goodness Me. And that's now normal to me. I don't even think of it, but I used to. And so all those little things, those are money breakthroughs. So sometimes it's like you get the big payday and this money is coming in, but more often it is the little decisions that we make every single day that is our commitment to being the person we want to be, to believing in our abundance. And that's why it's so important to have a connection with your heart leader, because your heart, your love, is what lets you know who you really want to be. And as you know who you really want to be, you get to make choices from that place. And every choice you make from that place, in my opinion, is a money breakthrough. And it will lead to having your big paydays if you keep with it, absolutely. However, when we're like in this process of figuring out what's a money breakthrough, notice within yourself and in your life the decisions you make on a daily basis. And are you choosing your abundance or are you choosing lack and fear? Because each time you choose abundance and you choose belief in yourself and you choose to follow your heart, that is a money breakthrough. Totally, it's a money breakthrough. So when now, with that perspective, reflecting back on your follow your heart and make money journey, and I could see it was so beautiful to read in the forms from the people who filled it out, the things that did happen for you. And some people had big paydays, and some people, they made a shift. They launched a blog. There was, you know, one where it's like 6 years in motion, and then this blog gets launched. Like, that's a money breakthrough. Doesn't mean the money came the day you did it, but you set something in motion. And so when you look back at the 90 days, just like, soak it up. Take it in. How did you rewire yourself to be on track for the life that is yours, the life that you desire? Okay? So as we are going into our money breakthrough ritual today, this is about your next money breakthrough, and you can have one every single day. And actually, the mentorship package that I put together, I tuned in and listened, I'm like, what does this need to be? Because it wasn't created before. It was created based on hearing you and feeling into what is needed, what is going to be the best support for your life and your transformation. And what I heard was like a daily money breakthrough. So I will share more about it. I'm getting a little excited about that because I've been dreaming into it. But I'll just give a little snippet of it now. The mentorship, which I'll share more, it's a 90-day journey with private sessions and a daily journal to have a daily money breakthrough, okay? So imagine 90 days where you're guided for your money breakthrough. Amazing. So for today, though, you're going to get the one money breakthrough for today, the one that is today's, not the one that's 10 years, not the one that's 2 months, not the one that requires you to finish your website and have a million people on your list or have 10,000 people on Instagram. The money breakthrough for today that will put in motion your greatest abundance today. And you'll know that it has happened because you get to feel that rush of expanded energy in your system. That's how you measure it. And that will eventually reflect in your bank account. Maybe it already is. But there was a time when I was doing my expansion and it didn't reflect in my bank account. But that's not a reason to stop. Imagine I had stopped at my one trip to Fortino's. I would not be here today. Right? It's kind of like that the saying where the flap of a butterfly wing creates a storm, or it creates a whole weather pattern in another continent. That is what it's like with money breakthroughs. It's these daily actions, and they build up to really big things. Okay. So the way to start with a money breakthrough is to be clear about where you are right now. We have to start where we are, because where you are is your point of power to enable a transformation and a breakthrough. So in your journal, if you've got paper, I want you to either sketch out or write down where you are now. You know, and that can mean many things. It's like maybe you feel like you are at peace with money, or maybe you feel like you've had a lot of shifts, but you still want to see the income. Or maybe you feel like, oh my gosh, I made all this money, but I'm exhausted and I don't have any downtime. Where are you now in your follow your heart and make money journey? Because it will be a lifelong journey, really, as long as there's money in our society. Hopefully this will be a lifelong journey for you, that you're combining it with your love and you're bringing consciousness to it. So where are you today with your journey? What's your present situation? And we'll have a moment of silence together so you can write that down, sketch it out. Okay. Another moment or so to sketch out. And what it takes to get clear about where you are now is simply feel, simply be present in your body. Well, what are you feeling? What are the things that are happening in your life right now? And bring it to clarity. We're not, like, don't jump to the past or the future, because at this point, because this is about getting your power, which is now. So sketching out, writing down your current situation. Okay. You know, one of the things that is so powerful about just even that on its own, when we let ourselves come into the present moment, even if we're dealing with something in our life that's uncomfortable and scary and, you know, things that are challenging, those things can still exist. And yet when we come into the present, we can find our center. And we're like, okay, yes, these things are happening, and yet here I am. I can breathe. I can feel my body. I am here. I exist. And as simple as that sounds, it brings peace and it allows your true power to sprout. Okay, so whatever came through in terms of your sense of your current situation, it's like you're coming into the moment, which is awesome. Okay, now in this present situation, if you are like most humans, we have things that we are experiencing and things that we desire experiencing. And I think that that's a human trait, that we are where we are, and yet it's like we want more, we want to learn more, we want to become more, we want to grow, we want to evolve. It's very healthy, it's very natural. So I am guessing that wherever you are now in your current situation, there's also a desire. There's something that you want as well. There's a feeling, a magnet that's kind of like luring you and saying, yes, grow this way, grow this way. And typically our challenges really crystallize our desires. You know, when challenges come up, sometimes we can go into the victim mode with it, and that has its time. But at a certain point, we get to the place, it's like, okay, this thing's happening. What do I actually want? What is this calling me to grow into? How is this asking me to become more of who I am? And so with whatever's happening in your life, surely there's another desire that's coming forward. I want you to bring presence to it. What is the desire you have for your next money breakthrough? Like, what's the thing that you want to see shift in your life, your next area of epic growth and transformation? What is that? What is the desire that you have now? So take a moment. You might need a fresh sheet of paper for this, to sketch out or write down, what desire do you have now? Okay. Well done. Good. Let it be what it is. It's what it is. Whatever level of clarity you got is the level that wants to come through for today. So whatever the desire is, sometimes it's the desire to be clear. I've had that many times. It's like, I don't really know what I want, but I know I want to know. I want to know what I want. And sometimes it's like, this is what I want, and it's super clear. So trust how it comes through is perfect for your money breakthrough. It is the thing. It's the right ingredient for you for your shift for today. Okay. Now, whatever you have written down as your desire, the thing that you want, I want you to imagine someone in the world who has that. Maybe you know them. Maybe you've seen them on Instagram or on the internet in some way, or maybe you've watched a TV show and you've seen it modeled in some way. I want you to think about who is embodying this. Who is embodying that desire? And I want you to write down, maybe a few names come. Who is embodying the desire that you have? Okay, so this is to start to see the reflection of it, that it does exist, it can happen. And write down at least one name, but as many as you can think of. Okay. Beautiful, right? It's interesting. You know, sometimes we can feel maybe jealous if we witness someone else having our desire, but a great money breakthrough, maybe it's even this moment right now, when you see that, know that it's reflecting the possibility for you. You know, that can rewire your whole system. That in itself can be a money breakthrough, because then you open up to that reflection rather than feeling mad about it or resentful towards it. You get to let it in. So whatever names you wrote down, just be like, wow, thank you for reflecting to me that this is possible. Okay. Now you're going to imagine yourself as the one embodying this desire. All right, so this is with your imagination. Now you have examples, you know it's possible, and maybe you've seen in other people kind of how they're embodying it, which might give you clues, but you'll have your own unique way of doing this. Want you to imagine yourself embodying this desire, that's you, you're living it, you got it, there you are. I want you to imagine it, and as it starts to come through, I want you to sketch it out or write down what that looks like or feels like for you. Okay. Now, as you see yourself in that, and to whatever degree of clarity you can see yourself embodying that, again, take it in and it's perfect. Whatever level of clarity is there in terms of seeing yourself embodying this, I want you to go to meet her. So your current self is going to go and meet, really, your future self. and see the two of you together. Be there, the two of you, your current self and your future self who is embodying this desire. She figured it out. She got it. She's living it. And you're going to ask her a question. Ask her how she did it. How did you get there? How did you do this? How did you embody this desire? I'm over here on this side and I don't know how to do it, but you do. How did you do it? And allow her to show you or guide you, speak to you, write the words that she says or the images she shows you. How did she get there? Okay. You could probably spend hours on receiving that. But for right now, there's one more question you're going to ask. What is one thing, this is a question for your future self, what is one thing that you can do today or not do today that creates the ripple effect and puts in motion that reality? What is that one money breakthrough action or non-action today that puts that reality in motion? You can ask her, or you can just allow it to come as an insight. Okay. And now a question for yourself as you've received that. And sometimes the thing that comes through, and you might need a little time to sit with it and listen for it, something will come through. Okay. Just trust what it is. Sometimes I'll get a message like, oh, email this person, or, you know, take a bath. Just take a few hours to decompress. Just chill for a minute. Or go and have a nice meal, or call your friend and go for a walk. You know, different messages come through. Trust what comes through. Sometimes it can feel like it's a different pattern, which is good. Just think of what that moment when I was at No Frills and then I decided to go over to Fortino's. It's a different pattern. Be curious. You know, it is new, so it'll have a little bit of a fresh energy to it. It's a new pattern to be put in motion. So receiving what it is. And then a question for yourself is, how will you know if you did this? How will you know today if you did this? Sometimes they're kind of nebulous things like, oh, love your body, right? How will you know today? This is your money breakthrough day today, and every day you can have a money breakthrough today. How will you know that you have received this guidance? And that you're honoring it and you're integrating it into your life. You are following your heart and making money. This is the ripple effect you're putting in motion. This is your money breakthrough. How will you know today that you have taken action on this guidance that you got from your future self who is embodying, she knows, the reality that you desire? How will you know? Okay. Excellent. Well done. You may need to spend a little more time with that. That is okay. Be with it until you receive one simple thing, and it's never a long list. Get that. It's never like, oh, when I've got my website done and I have 10 new clients. It's like, no, there's one thing today. That one shift, driving over to Fortino's, choosing the organic food, believing in the abundance. Those are simple things, and one of those a day is a breakthrough. One a day changes everything. Okay, so one simple thing today. All right, cool. All right. And send your love to your future self and say, I will see you soon. I will be you soon. I am putting things in motion to embody you. Thank you for the guidance. Okay. Excellent. Okay. Bringing yourself back into the awareness of our connection here today. And we're going to shift into our Q&A. And we may go a little bit over the hour. We'll see how many questions come in. I know there's already been a bunch, so I want to make sure we can get through as many as possible. So we may go a little bit over. We'll see how it flows. And so what I do want to do is share with you a little bit about the mentorship. And I'm also going to be pulling the name from my Tibetan bowl here as well for the gifted private session. But I'll share a little bit about the mentorship. So I have put together a package, a 90-day money breakthrough package. And this is a guided journey where there's a 90-day journal, similar to what you had before, but it's recreated for a specific purpose. And the purpose of that 90-day journal is to guide you to have a daily money breakthrough. So how the mentorship package works is we will have three sessions together, one a month for 3 months. We will start and really get clear on what is this money breakthrough, like what is the reality that you want? What's the external reflection that you want to have coming back? Is it that you do a launch and it makes six figures? Is it that you cross six figure this year, or you're going into the multi-six figure, or you have $10,000 this month? Like, what is the thing that you're going for? Okay, and that's going to be, we'll do that together in our first session to get very clear, because it needs the magnet to, so your actions are, you know, you want to take those actions. It has to be super juicy, super aligned with your soul, with your heart. And in our first session together, we will get that clarity of what is it that you want in your life. And that will set up the 90-day journey. And then there's the daily journal that will support you and guide you to have a daily money breakthrough. And then we connect. We have two more sessions to work through whatever comes up and to ensure that you are moving for and in the direction of the realization of what we determine will be the focus of those 90 days. Okay? And it's super juicy. I feel super excited. Now, it is something that's very deep. And it's something that does require, you know, your desire and your love and attention, and for me as well. And so for me to show up in that way for you, I have only three spots available. And that's just to ensure that I can show up in my full capacity for each person. So there are three spots, and there is, it's for the 90 days, and also there's, I'm just getting down low. I'm almost hearing your questions coming in. Well, maybe we'll get into the questions and you can ask some things about that. Okay, so I did include a link on the page. You can check that out and see. The cost for the mentorship, it's $29.97. And the cost of the course that you took, the Follow Your Heart and Make Money course, is $197. So we're taking that off. So it's $2,800, pay in full. And there's also a payment plan. Okay, so you'll see the information there. All right. Well, why don't I do the pulling of the name? So we'll see who's going to get a free private session. All right, so let's see. You can hear this here. I'm like, all your names are in here. And okay, I'm gonna do a little chime on this Tibetan bowl. Okay, let's see here. And all right, this only has a first name, not a last name, and that is Dana. Dana, but we have your email address here. So congratulations, Dana. I look forward to diving into a private session with you. This is a gifted session, and so we will reach out to you. You can expect to receive an email from Daniela, who you'll meet in a second, who will be moderating the Q&A call, my assistant, and we will schedule your private session. Okay, awesome. And thank you for everyone who filled out that form, and I hope that that was valuable for you to own your experience. And also, if you are really excited about the idea of the private session and time together, know that there are three spots available for the private mentorship. All right, let's dive into questions. Okay, Daniela, let me know who is ready with a question.
Okay, great. I just wanted to remind everyone that is on that you can press star 2 on your keypad if you want to raise your hand and speak to Laura live. But otherwise, we have some written questions here coming in that I will read. This one is from Anna, and she says, I've identified my money patterns. I quickly spend everything that comes in so that I'm back at my comfort zone of not having any. I repeat this pattern over and over again. How can I have a breakthrough?
All right. Well, if you were going through our ritual today, so what I hear in that, and it would be cool if we could talk back and forth because we could certainly go deeper with it, but what I hear is that you have a pattern, okay? Just like I had a pattern going to No Frills and believing that I had to buy the cheap stuff, I had to use the cardboard box to put my fruit and veggies in, go under those fluorescent lights and, you know, that whole thing. That was a pattern. If you want to change the pattern, there has to be like a new ripple needs to come into that. So my question to you, that pattern will continue unless there is a new action. And that's why any new action is a money breakthrough, okay? So if the current pattern is that money comes in and you spend it right away, okay, so two things here. One, let's imagine your future self. She knows how to let money be with her. She knows how to be with money, right? Because to let money stay with you, you need to be able to be with money. And even just with that, I get an intuitive insight for you that might be something to play with. Like, what do you need to feel safe to simply be with either yourself or with other people? You know, is it okay for you to just be with it? Or do you quickly feel like you have to do something or like, you know, whatever it is so that like it just the being with. For the money to stay with you, you need to be able to be with the money. It needs to become a friend for you. You need to feel safe with the money so you don't have to like get rid of it really fast. So imagine that your future self, she knows how to be with money. What would be one thing that she could inspire you or guide you to do that would be just a slight pattern interrupt so that you crack a space for a ripple effect of something new? So that would be, I would offer that to you. Okay, so for you to think about, what is one thing that is going to allow you to be with money, move in that direction, connect with a future self who knows how to do that, and just one little pattern interrupt. Maybe it means that as soon as you have, like, say, $5 in your hand, you sit with it in meditation for 5 minutes. And you're like, okay, money, you're my friend. Let's hang out together. What do you want to do? Do you want to talk? Tell me about yourself. I haven't really gotten to know you because I always get rid of you. I'm so sorry about that. I'd really like to know you. What are you like? What do you think of me? How do you want to spend time together? Okay, something that shifts up the pattern so you have the chance to crack open a new space. Because the first step, which you have done, is the awareness of the pattern. And I celebrate you for that because that's a huge amount of work just to get to that level of awareness. And now you're in the place for the next money breakthrough. The awareness is the first money breakthrough. The next money breakthrough is one pattern interrupt to open space for a new reality. Okay? Awesome. Beautiful. Thank you for that question, Anna. And again, as Daniela mentioned, if you do want to connect live, because we can have a little back and forth if you want to go deeper with it, start you on your keypad, or you can type a question in on the question page, and there's a bunch there. So Daniela, let me know who is next with a question.
Okay, great. And the next question is from Dana. And Dana says, what do you suggest for a lag in which your internal experience has changed and you feel better in general around money, but your external environment does not yet reflect that?
Action, action, action. All right. So, and Dana, I'm guessing this is the same Dana that is going to have a private session. We can certainly go into this. But when you've done the inner work, and you have the inner messages of like, oh, I am abundant, I am abundant, then it's just action, action, action. Well, what does someone who feels abundant, what does she do? How does she spend her day? What's her schedule like? Who does she talk to? What does she post on Facebook? What does she offer? What does her website look like? So when you have that connection to that inner wealth, you have got like this epic amount of guidance for actions. The external world requires actions. But if people take actions that are not fueled by their inner wealth, their actions are empty and they don't produce the soul-satisfying experiences that they want. And so if you've done all this work to cultivate your inner world and your inner wealth and your inner knowing, now it is time to be taking the actions that show to the universe, this is what I believe. I believe in abundance. And because I believe in abundance, this is what I'm going to do. Because I believe in myself, this is what I will say to this person. Because I believe in wealth, this is what I'm going to launch. Right? So now it's the actions. Actions become the bridge that shape-shift the outer reality. But again, we can't just go and randomly be taking actions. It does require that inner energetics, which you've got, so you're on board with that part, and now just turning that inner energy into action so your outer world can reflect back to you what you want. And, you know, often that's when the next layer of, like, fear can come up, because it's like, it's really comfy and cozy to hang out in our inner world. It's magical. No one has to bug us in there, and it can all just be the way we want it. As soon as we start doing things in the outer world, we don't know how someone's going to react. Someone might reject us. Somebody might not like what we've done. Those are the opportunities where you get to be like, okay, how does someone who believes in abundance, believes in wealth, believes in themselves, how do they respond to this rejection? Do they go like hide back in the cave in the inner world, or do they show up and say, actually, no problem, you can reject me and I'm going to keep moving forward. This obviously isn't for you, and I'll move on. You get to find out who you can become through those actions. Okay, so that's what I sense for you. It's that you've got the inner wealth, and now it's time to show the universe that you mean business, that you can take actions fueled by that inner wealth. And embrace the challenges that come up, because the challenges that come up are not signs saying, oh, you shouldn't be this or do this, or the world doesn't want you or love you. It's that you get to show up to the challenges with the new energy. That's the money breakthrough. You show up to the outer world with the new energy, and that cracks open a whole new reality. Okay, awesome, Dana. Thank you. Okay, Daniela, let me know who is next.
Okay, great. Our next question is from Elena, and she says, how can I become confident and successful in pricing my spiritual services and artistic products?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to listen for a second. So what I intuitively sense with that question is that there's something about permission. You know, it's like, how can I have the confidence? Like, it's almost like, what can give me permission to believe in myself and to believe in the prices I want? I get the sense that you know what you want to charge, and there might be this sense of like, oh, is anyone going to pay this? Or is it, you know, what are people going to think? And what I have found in those kind of situations is that we have to give ourselves permission in order for the right people to be able to actually see us, right? Like when we are waiting for someone else to validate or say, yes, it's okay for you to charge for this, or yes, it's okay, and then we don't get to really feel our own power in it, and it's our own power that makes our offers attractive. It's our power that us being who we are that allows, it's like a lighthouse. It's like, then people can find it. It's like, oh, there's a person who's got this art and spiritual offering, and oh my goodness, I want to go check that out. I feel the energy of that. I need to know more. I want that. You know, people are drawn to that. But when we are looking for, you know, what's going to make this okay? It's like the lighthouse hasn't been turned on, and so people are kind of crashing into the rocks around the lighthouse being like, I thought I kind of wanted something creative and spiritual, but I can't find it. So my question for you would be, what would enable you to give yourself permission? Like, what do you need to give yourself permission to believe in the prices that you desire? What do you need to give yourself permission to believe in the prices for your creative and spiritual work? What do you need to give yourself permission to own the prices that are coming from your desire that you feel is in alignment with you? What do you need to give yourself permission? Okay, so play with that. I feel like there's almost a whole web within that around this idea of permission. Like, I don't know, I'm getting something with your mom as well. I don't know, check that out. Maybe there was something you had to get permission from your mom and she didn't give you permission. I don't know. But look into what are your feelings around, like, do you feel you can give yourself permission? Does that feel safe? Or does it feel like it has to come through someone else? And if so, what healing needs to happen so that you are the authority of giving yourself permission, not another person? You have that authority. And if you're a business owner and you're an entrepreneur, yes, you're working with other people, so you need to have people that are circulating with you, but you're setting the tone. You're deciding what you're putting out there. So you have the authority on what you're doing in that way. Okay, so hopefully that's going to help you do that exploration around permission and what you need to give yourself permission. Awesome. All right, Daniela, let me know who else is ready with a question.
Okay, great. We have, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name, Tati from Germany, calling in with a live question. And you are unmuted. You can ask your question.
You're ready to go there. Awesome.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can. Hello.
Hey, hello, Laura. yeah, okay. 2 seconds just to get used to this. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if I would have a question, but apparently I do have. And the thing is, thank you first for this ritual that you are providing and the ritual. For my kids, I have been realizing that in some things I'm moving forward, but then especially the part that is more related to the money itself, I kind of block myself, and like I have a, I was thinking now when you were talking, like a feeling that kind of I'm scared I won't be able to cope with it when it comes. So I kind of want to go really slow to make sure that I can cope, but then I don't see the improvement.
Okay, well, you know what? I celebrate you for that awareness. And you know what? I almost wish I had that awareness years ago because I was all gung-ho, make money, make money, make money. And all of a sudden, this gush of money came towards me and I really didn't know what to do with it. And it kind of overwhelmed me. And I did learn how to be with it. But what I learned from that is that just like any form of exercise, we have to build ourselves up so it feels natural. You know, and every time we do a little bit, you know, our muscles are a little sore because it's good. You know, you did a little workout, but it shouldn't be so sore that you can't walk, right? And so we're always looking for that balance of like, what is enough growth that we can go into and feel safe? It's not going to be a tsunami on us. And yet we're still moving because the soul wants to grow. It's like it's healthy to grow. And when we aren't growing, it doesn't feel healthy. We feel stuck. It's not a nice feeling. And so there's that balance between like moving forward, but also not going so far that it's like too much. So what I sense in what you shared there is that there may have been something in your past that felt overwhelming for you. And I get the sense that, and I'll ask in a second, you can tell me if this is accurate. I get the sense that there wasn't an opportunity then to learn how to process that experience and what seemed overwhelming. And so now the very thought of these expansions is kind of triggering that unprocessed experience. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it must be because it brought tears to my eyes.
Okay. So what I would recommend for you to do with that is that with your awareness, which you've got, it sounds like you're very conscious with your awareness. You know what you're doing and you can see your patterns. Look into what are those experiences in the past that were overwhelming that you didn't know how to cope with and what can support you now to process them? Because until those are processed, you probably, out of your own inner wisdom, won't let yourself go to something bigger now, because these other things still need that loving attention and they need to be worked through. So you have that inner safety that it's okay to let more in. So would you be willing to do that? Take a look at the things that need your love from past experiences and process those. Do the work. That's your money breakthrough. That's your money breakthrough, okay? So for you in this case, it's actually like looking back so that you're able to move forward. So take the time and ask yourself that question, you know, what do I need to allow this to be resolved and processed so that I feel safe to be able to handle life and cope with things? And, you know, and that's just, I can feel it's going to be a huge, beautiful, beautiful release and also opening for you, where then it becomes safe. It becomes safe. You don't have to self-protect and block the expansion. It'll become something you'll be able to invite and welcome in. Yeah. How does that feel?
It feels amazing and releasing, because I understand what it is. I had some years ago a burnout due to workload, and at that time I used to put myself and my body and my health at second or lower place. And I just learned in the last years to first take care of myself. And I think I'm kind of scared now that if I will have more work, that what I'm doing now that is good for me will balance out. So I think I have to make peace with that side.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. All right, you got your money breakthrough there. Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. All right. You know, so you can feel in that, you know, this is really deep work. And again, one of the reasons why I love working with money, like I think my first nature, I'm an artist. And if I could have just avoided money my whole life, I mean, I think I would have been fine. Like it wasn't like I wanted to figure money out, but because our society works with money, I am so grateful that I had the chance to really face it and work with it and play with it, because it grows you spiritually. You don't get the chance to avoid your life with money, because it's so tangible. It's so in your face. It's like it touches that survival spot. And we get to grow when we face those money things that come up. So I want to thank everyone who sent in questions today. I'm going to do a recap on what we covered for today. And I know we've gone a little over the hour. I probably could go more. We might do a few more. We'll see. I'll do the recap. We'll kind of see what the energy's like. And I know there's a few more questions there. So I'll do the recap, though. So for those who need to jump off, then we'll stay respectful to roughly the hour here. So basically, we dove into a ritual today for a money breakthrough, and really looking at this idea of a money breakthrough being something that is a shift. You know, and sometimes it's so subtle and so little, but it puts a ripple effect in motion that enables the bigger manifestations. And without those shifts, the bigger manifestations don't get to happen. So those things are money breakthroughs, you know, each one, and honor that within yourself. Okay, so we were doing a process today to get your money breakthrough for today. Now, I do have a private mentorship package. I've got 3 spots available, and this is for 90 days of money breakthrough. So imagine the ripple effect. That is 90 money breakthroughs, okay? And each one in the gentle flow of you, yet moving it in the direction of your dream. So sometimes that means looking to the past as a money breakthrough. Sometimes it means an action forward. Sometimes it means getting the organic food, you know, and each day there will be one money breakthrough for you. And then we also have 3 private sessions to set up the container for that and process through these things, because deep things come up. The deepest stuff, the most basic survival things, things with your family lineage, things come up. Get the support you need to process this stuff through, so you don't have to stay stuck for another year in some money pattern that doesn't work for you. You know, like let this be a leap into your next level that you can be supported and have it be gentle and kind, yet moving the river, like going with the flow of your heart, your soul. Okay, so there is information on the page there where we are on this ritual page. You'll see it below, the 90-day mentorship. Check it out. 3 spots available. And then, of course, I gifted a session to Dana. We will reach out to you to set that up. And thank you again to everybody who filled out the form. So amazing to hear what's happening for you and the money breakthroughs. And I can feel there's so much more on the horizon for you. So let me just tune in for a second and feel. All right, well, let's do one final question and then we'll wrap it up for today. Okay, one final question. So, Danielle, you can let me know.
Okay,
well, maybe that's. Oh, there. I was thinking, okay, maybe that's the clue. All right, go for it. What's the next question? Final question.
This is from Stella, and she says, I didn't finish the 90 days. Somewhere around halfway, I got distracted and off track. What do you recommend? Should I start where I stopped, or should I start 90 days new from the beginning?
Start where you stopped. Okay. Yeah, definitely start where you stopped, because a journey has been put in motion, and you may have needed a pause. Something may have been energetically integrating. You may have needed some space. You may have found yourself caught in a loop of an old pattern. So the best and healthiest thing to do is just pick up where you left off. And it's a message for life. You know, it's not about being perfect. Doesn't mean you have to go back to the beginning and then you have to do the whole thing perfect. No, who does that? You know, we all fall off the wagon sometimes. You know, it's like, it's not falling off, or that is not the problem at all. It's that you just keep going. And you know, what did you learn from falling off? What happened in the time that you weren't doing it? Bring that back, integrate, and keep moving. Keep it going. So thank you for sharing that question, because I think that we can all relate to that, right? I mean, I can be super passionate. When I've decided I'm doing something, I go full steam ahead. And that, I'm grateful for that quality. There's also moments in my life where when things are, it's hard and I feel like it's really a new pattern and I'm kind of scared of it, I kind of avoid it a little bit, right? And so we need to be kind with ourselves. We need to be gentle and give yourself permission to not be perfect and keep going. You're awesome. You can do great. You can learn things and you can not be perfect. And it's not even about what is perfect anyways. So thank you, Stella, for that question. Pick up where you left off. Keep going. Integrate what you learned from your time off of it and just keep going with your journey. And that's a great question to end on. So for all of you with your Follow Your Heart and Make Money journey, keep going. This is a life path where you are creating money based on you, your soul, your heart. And if you are feeling the call that you want to get that extra support and you really want to go for like a big thing, whether it's a big launch or a big healing, big transformation, then claim one of those 3 spots with the mentorship. It's an amazing opportunity to be held in that space, so that if you do fall off, it won't be very long, because you're held in a space that keeps the momentum going. Okay, cool. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing ride. I went through the journal myself, and I'm going to be going through this next 90-day one as well, the Money Breakthrough Journal. And I know what it can do, and I'm so excited for each of you and the ripple effect that you have put in motion in your life. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm sending you lots and lots of love. Bye for now.